This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:30, Courtney P. brought her daughter to work today, and I hope she's listening because it's her favorite Christmas song. Dr. Judy Ho joins us now, our good friend, licensed clinical neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast, and today on Christmas Eve, perhaps most importantly, mom of Luca. How you doing, Dr. Judy?
Hey, Tommy. Merry Christmas Eve to you.
Merry Christmas Eve to you as well. Have you helped Santa with the gift shed?
Nope, we have not done any of our Christmas shopping. We have to go today.
You got to be kidding me.
I was really running behind.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, man, I know. It's been a very interesting, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of fighting doing a lot of Christmas shopping because I feel like people just get so overboard. So yeah. I think that's probably why I ended up postponing my shopping. What about you? Are you all done?
Well, I'm lucky. I got adult kids, so all I got to do is write a check, and I'm done. So I let the because you know
oh,
what
that's see? What that's Everybody what they want. A check.
That's what they want. It's easy on me. Right. Why mess with success? Right? Let me tell
why
you.
Why mess with success?
We're gonna talk about the what happens in your brain with gift giving here. And I told a story the other day on the air, and I lied, and I'm gonna correct it right now. Okay.
Okay.
I said it was about a friend of mine, but it wasn't. It was about me, and it was at the Fairfield Inn in North Louisiana where I went a couple of weeks ago, and I made the person behind the counter cry. And the reason that happened is I was just having a conversation with her about, you got your Christmas shopping done yet? And she said, well, not yet, no. It's been kind of slow, and so we're going to have I got a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old who came out in conversation, and she said, we have a little bit of Christmas before, and then after when we get a little bit more money, we have a little bit more Christmas and everything. And I had gone out of my car after I checked out, and I had in my car $50 and $1 bills that I had gotten for a company Christmas party to play a little card game. Long story. I saw it in there. He said, you know what? What am I going to do with 51? So I went back in there, and I gave it to her, and I said, Merry Christmas. I hope this helps out a little bit. Just consider it a tip. And that made me feel so good, Dr. Judy, that as I was walking out, I also had some cash on me that I had taken out of the bank to make a football bet, which thankfully I didn't because I'm a cooler and I can ruin any bet. And I went back, and she was on the phone crying with her husband about the money that she got. And I added on a couple hundred dollars on it. And I was driving away. I felt in a way selfish because that was the most enjoyment I got out of spending $250. And I'm getting that feeling right now. Not crying or anything, just like endorphins of just glowing and just feeling so good. And I didn't want to make it about myself because I'm not trying to draw attention to myself. The only reason I'm saying that is to share the feeling that giving with no anticipation of anything back. Why does that make people feel so good? What's going on in the brain?
Well, you know, it all goes back to the fact that we just all need human connection, right? And I love that story. You've made a huge difference, and I'm sure they'll remember it forever. Like, I literally have, you know, things that have happened to me. The smallest gestures, you just think about it it's just like the nicest memory that you'll think about for years.
From my standpoint, you know, I don't care if they remember it from me or not, just as long as they're happy. That's what makes it feel so good, right?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is what you did has the potential to impact them for years to come. Not only might that actually restore their faith and hope if they're going through a dark time, but also they're more likely to pay it forward. And also, like I said, when people have done just like random acts of kindness for me, I'll literally remember it for years. I still think of this one from Disneyland. I think I told you about it. It was last year where this guy who was running the game booth just did the nicest thing for Luca. And I still think about it all the time.
What do you do? I don't remember this. You may have told me, but my memory issues.
Maybe not. Maybe it's my memory. But basically, we're at a game booth. And, you know, it's one of those things where basically when you pay a token, you get a toy. But it's just the difference of it's going to be a small one or a medium one or a large one. And I really wanted to get Luca a large toy. So I bought two of the tokens. I'm hoping, okay, that gives me double the chance to try to get the big one. And he basically swapped out the color card so that we could get the large one. Mm-hmm. Like, he basically rigged the game for us just so that Luca could get the large one. Because he heard me say, we're going to get the big one. Like, let's get the big one. And he just did that, which he obviously doesn't have to do. And I'm pretty sure he could get in trouble for something like that. But, you know, he was just trying to do something kind for my son. And I still remember it to this day. So, I mean, for us too, the people who are the givers, I think it helps because, you know, it really helps us to feel connected to another human being. And that's so important. That's so important for us to have a boost in mood, but also just to feel like we matter, right? We're making a difference, that there's a purpose, even a small purpose in that moment for us in this world. And that's huge.
It is. I will say this. I hope they don't find out about it, because over at Disney, they're about as forgiving as Kim Jong-un when it comes to upping the price.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this guy could get in trouble for this. Anyway, so
he did the right thing, and everybody's happy. So it is better to give than to receive. So what happens in our brains, Dr. Judy, the brain chemistry? Is there I know it's about the heart and the spirit of Christmas, but is there something scientific to this that goes on?
Yeah, so a couple of neurotransmitters fire when we give, and one of the most important ones is oxytocin, which is, of course, the bonding hormone. You can have oxytocin for all kinds of reasons. People think about it as like the love hormone, but it doesn't have to be with somebody you love, per se. It doesn't even have to be romantic love. It can just be that you feel genuinely connected, that you're having a connected moment with just another human being, period. And so whether you're giving somebody a hug, or you hear a genuine compliment, or you receive an act of random kindness, or you do one for another person, oxytocin increases, as well as dopamine. So dopamine, I know a lot of people think about as the happy hormone. And it's true, it does boost your mood. But more importantly, it's actually a motivation hormone, because dopamine makes us feel good. And then your brain is going to be searching for the reason why you feel good. So whatever action you did that got the boost in dopamine's secondary effect is actually to make sure that you remember that and do it again so that you can get that boost again. And so dopamine also fires, and it kind of, you know, like I said, motivates us to maybe give again, or motivates the person who received that gift to also give. So it increases your motivation to repeat that act. And then finally, endorphins. So a lot of times people talk about endorphins in terms of exercise, you know, getting kind of, again, that shot of good mood. But endorphins is also something that comes when you do something kind of exciting. So, you know, when you do something that's kind of out of the box, it's not your usual routine, your brain also clocks that, and it ups your endorphins. And of course, then that's another reason why it feels so good to do something nice for somebody else.
So I felt so good when I did that. And subsequently, I'm trying to burn that into my memory, not because I'm trying to pat myself on the back, but because I want that release of endorphins or dopamine or whatever it is. Again, how do I do that? What's a good way to do that? And then perhaps, and I'm not trying to be Pollyanna-ish about this, but if we were to all do that, then maybe we wouldn't feel that way just one time of the year, right? Hey, Luca.
Yeah, I know Luca's talking to you right now.
Well, tell him Merry
Luca. Merry Christmas from Tommy. Merry Christmas from Santa Tommy.
Oh, no, not now. I lost 100 pounds, Dr. Judy. Don't play that card.
Skinny Santa. That's okay.
There
Skinny
go,
Santa's
right.
a thing. I don't think it's Pollyannish. I mean, it's nice to be able to have hope that all of us will just do something kind and pay it forward, and all of us are doing that, and it's not just about doing it during the holidays, is that we remember to do it throughout the year. I just think that the holidays gives us obviously a chance to, for most people anyway, there's a chance to slow down at least around the actual holidays. And then you think, okay, well, what's something that I can do to give back? But it would be nice if all of us just said, you know, even if we're busy, is there one small little thing you can do just to brighten someone else's day? And I was thinking that I hadn't talked to a couple of friends in a long time, and I had, you know, made a plan in my head before I'm starting to talk to you, Tommy, that I wanted to call them today and just to say hello. But it can just be something so tiny, right? It doesn't have to be so out of the box. You don't have to, you know, donate a ton of money. Like, that's not what it's really about. It's just about making it a part of your regular routine, which oftentimes we don't do.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back because it is better to give than to receive, but not. And we were having a conversation earlier with a lady, Laura Adams, who has a Money Girl podcast, and talking about Americans spending $10 billion on unwanted gifts this year.
I need red one.
You what?
He says he wants a red one.
You want a red what?
You want a red car?
No, a red one.
Oh, okay. What did you say? A red one?
Yeah.
Okay. He just wants more presents right now.
I might be able to arrange. I might be able to arrange a hookup with Santa Claus for you, Luca, in a couple of minutes because he's going to be on. He was supposed to be on from 10 till 1 with Newell Norman, and he is going to be on. But Ian Ozan's going to take Newell's place because Newell's sick. Let me see if we can arrange that, Luca. Hang on, okay? It's 941,
okay.
19 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 9:45, quarter till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our good friend Dr. Judy O, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. She's been with us before, Luca. We've watched Luca grow to be 2 years old. Every Christmas Eve, Newell Norman has Santa Claus on from 10 until 1, a very special guest appearance. Newell, unfortunately, is under the weather, so Ian Ozan's going to be on with Santa Claus today from 10 until 1. And Dr. Judy, I was able to pull some strings. Santa got the reindeer parked, and everybody's tied up. The reindeer are all tied up, and Santa managed to come in. So, Luca, are you there?
Luca's here. Luca, do you want a little visit from Santa?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Luca, this is Santa Claus. Say hi.
Hello, Luca. How are you today?
Oh, it's Santa.
Merry Christmas to you, Luca. Have you been good?
You say hi.
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 Are you a good boy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because that's very important. I'm making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. And so far, you're on the nice list, Luca.
Ho, 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 ho.
What do you want?
Thank you.
What do you want most of all for Christmas? One thing.
What? One present, Luca. What do you want? A car?
A car. Well, I can't promise to bring it, but I promise I'll try to, okay?
Oh, say thank you.
What color,
say Merry
Luca?
Christmas.
Luca,
thank
what color? I'm sorry, say it again, Luca.
He said Merry Christmas. Say it again, Luca.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, darling. What color car, if I find one, what color car would you like to
what
have?
What color, Luca? What color?
White? Mm-hmm. Like Mama car and Dad's car.
Is that right?
We both have white cars.
I will sure try my best, okay?
Thank you, Santa.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Aw, thank you. That's so wonderful.
And
Luca,
Merry
really
Christmas to you,
visit.
Too, Doctor. And Merry Christmas to my old friend, Tommy.
Well, thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Santa's going to go have some eggnog now or whatever. Milk and cookies. That's right. Not eggnog. Ian's having the eggnog, which is spiked, unfortunately. Santa, stay away from the eggnog, by the way. If Ozan's bringing the eggnog, stay away from it. Just stick with the milk and cookies.
That's
trust
probably
me.
A good advice.
Yeah.
Yes,
so trust me on that one. All right. Thank you, Santa. We'll talk to you at the Ian will talk to you at 10 from 10 until 1. All right, Dr. Judy, talking about giving.
That was amazing. Thanks, Tommy.
You're quite
welcome. Thanks, Santa.
Yeah, Santa's a joy. Giving is better than receiving, but sometimes, as I talked to that lady about the Laura Adams with the Money Girl podcast, sometimes people can take the joy out of it, I guess, by giving out of obligation or. How do you get the most out of giving and turn giving from how does it happen that it goes from a good thing to a bad thing? And how do you get it back from a bad thing to a good thing?
Well, as you already alluded to, I think it's when you feel like obligated to do it, it really does make it less enjoyable, and then people get resentful. So it really has to be something that suits you and is something that you want to do, right? And so I think you got to think about it as not an obligation, even if maybe there's somebody in your family or within your friends who make it seem like, oh, you got to bring a gift. It's like, okay, but I'm going to do it on my own terms. Like, what do I want to do? And what gift do I want to give? And how do I want to make a difference? You know? And so something that helps it to not feel like an obligation, even if somebody has like a wish list or is basically dictating what you should bring, is literally so simple just to like write a small personalized note. You know, I feel like that's just gone to the wayside these days. I mean, people sometimes will give cards, but all they do is sign their name. But no one's writing a personalized sentiment. And that just means so much to me. I actually save most of the cards that I've ever received. And I have a big box of cards that I've received with handwritten notes on it. And it means something to me, you know, and it means something to the people that you give it to, especially if that note is personal to them and to your relationship with them. And if it's from the heart, it doesn't have to be long, but I think that that's become a lost art, especially in this digital age. And people just haphazardly throw a card together and they're not actually personalizing anymore. Even something like that can help take something out of this feeling of obligation.
Hang on one second, if you would. Send card to Dr. Judy. All right. Just wanted to write that down before I forgot. So, seriously, I think what we're talking about here is almost a symptom, and it goes to, I was talking to a chef friend earlier of mine, a good friend, Kevin Belton, about it, people get so caught up in wanting to have the perfect dinner, the perfect china, the perfect this, the perfect that, mm-hmm. and they don't realize it's not about... It's not about the photo op. It's not about trying to match somebody on Facebook. It's about the interpersonal connection, and that's how we started this, and that's really what it's all about. Is it not, Dr. Judy?
Exactly. It's about the actual connection, the feelings, the memories, not so much about capturing a moment. And I do want to take some holiday photos this year at some point, but we haven't really taken many, and that's exactly what you're talking about. It's like, it's not really about what I'm going to post on Instagram. It's just about me actually enjoying the season. And so I do think that we can all just take a step back and say, you know, what kind of memory do we want to create and what do we want to reflect on? Because the memory in your mind is much stronger and much more meaningful than even just a photo. So think a little bit about one thing that you'd like to do this holiday season that's really going to create a memory that you can reflect back on for years to come. Like, what is that one thing? And that's what I want to challenge everyone to do this season.
As the parent of 28-year-olds, I can tell you this, being further down the road than are you, farther down the road, you know, the average shot on television now is about 3 seconds. If you watch a sporting event, maybe five, and people tend to cover it like it's a movie, raw footage. What you do is take, if you're going to take video, take 5-second snippets every 20 minutes or something like that, because when you look back on it, that's going to be all the memory you need. You're not going to want to watch a boring video of the same thing over and over and over again. Same thing with snapshots. Take the camera out, take a couple of snapshots, then put the camera down and live in the moment. Enjoy the moment with your family, because the time's going to disappear all too rapidly.
Exactly. I agree with that. Great advice, Tommy.
Well, every now and then, you know what they say about a nearsighted squirrel finding a nut. Dr. Judy, I don't think we're gonna talk to you before the end of the year. So for people as they go into the new year and the holiday season, time between Christmas and New Year's, talk about managing expectations, if you will, and not sabotaging their own happiness. And I know you wrote a book about self-sabotage.
Yeah, definitely. I think the expectations just run so high around the holiday season, around the new year. Oh my gosh, what we're going to do for New Year's Eve? What's this new year going to be like? It's going to be my chance to start everything over. And you know what? It's also okay if it's not. It's also okay if you're still figuring out what your new year resolution is. And it's also okay if you don't have just the most spectacular plans for the new year. I think what's more important is that every day you're doing something, hopefully a little bit better than the day before, that you're being a tiny smidge better than the day before. You know, that's important progress. That's all we can ask for ourselves, because it's a moment-to-moment living. We don't have, you know, all the time that we hope and want. None of us know how much more time we're going to have. So it's really just about making the most of each moment. And one thing that I've been trying to tell myself is, you know, if I can try to be just a little bit better on one thing today than I was yesterday, then that's improvement. And we should all strive to improve, but don't put these high expectations on yourself.
Dr. Judy, I appreciate the heck out of you. I really do. But I will say this, just to go back to where we started, your testimony is, and I know you've testified before, have you not, in numerous cases?
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm.
Your testimony is it's 7:53 in California right now where you're located. It's Christmas Eve and you've not done any Christmas shopping yet. That's what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah, you might need to see a psychiatrist.
Thank you, yeah, Dr. time Judy. To get going.
Yeah, might want to talk to yourself in a mirror or something, there, because, boy, good luck to you. God bless you. Good luck, man. I'd hate
God
to be in your
you.
Shoes.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, Dr. Judy. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family and Luca as well, and tell him Santa's on it. So we'll take a break. We'll come back here at WWL.